If you've ever had a problem with your phone or internet service, there's some good news this morning. Complaints are falling, down 21% in the last financial year. The bad news is that getting a complaint resolved is taking a lot longer, with only half of gripes sorted out within 60 days. The mixed messages in the Telecommunication Industry Ombudsman's annual report underscore today's high expectations about internet quality and the need for consumers and businesses to be connected 24/7. It's all a headache for Ombudsman Judy Jones, who's been speaking with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
It's been a challenging year, really. You might expect that, you know, we could kind of put our feet up when complaints are down by 20%, but they have become more complex. It seems harder for providers and consumers to reach an agreed resolution, so my team have been writing more decisions. That takes longer. And also, 50% of complaints had some kind of changing provider connection or service quality issue, which means that they are more technical.
The report shows that only 47% of complaints were resolved within 60 days, much worse than last year, and clearly that's not good enough.
No, it's not, and that's why we've been really focusing on it. And we've still got a few things that we're working on that we think will make another significant improvement in that turnaround time.
Consumers get even more cheesed off when they're told by help desks that their complaints are being escalated, but that can mean complaints aren't resolved for days or even weeks, and at times people are shunted around between different consultants on help desks. How do you get around that problem?
They have 15 working days to work with the consumer to resolve the complaint, so that if it isn't resolved in that time frame, then residential consumers and small businesses should feel free to jump on the phone, give us a call, and we will then see what we can do to help.
But clearly it is in the interest of telcos to get these complaints resolved, because in the end they end up having to pay if no action takes place.
Absolutely. I mean, I think everybody wants consumers to have a really good telecommunications experience, and I think the fall in 20% in complaints shows that the actions that the providers have been putting in place is starting to have a positive impact.
Is it a case, though, that these days expectations are so high, especially about fast and reliable internet access, and that's seen as a given, but it seems that the customer service just isn't keeping up?
Yes, you're right. Our expectations are rising, and we do see complaints when people's expectations aren't met by their experience. And sometimes that's because they've been overpromised rather than underdelivered.
So the need to stay connected these days 24/7 means much more pressure for telco. And that results in more complaints.
Oh, look, you know, you only have to go down on the lift these days. I used to say catch public transport, but you go down the lift and people are using that 2 or 3 seconds to check their Instagram feed or Facebook. So we do expect to be connected at all times. It's how we live our lives, really. So there are increasing expectations, and we get very frustrated when the quality isn't what we expect.
There have been more than 23,000 complaints about the NBN, which is scheduled to be completed next year. Are you expecting to get more complaints given concerns that the NBN's technology might soon be outdated?
You know, when you've got a major technology project such as the NBN, there will always be issues. I just think that the downward trend in complaints, even about services delivered over the NBN in general, shows that the lessons are being learned. We know they're being proactive, so I expect that that will continue to improve.
Telecommunication Industry Ombudsman Judy Jones with the Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.